Smallpox vaccinations for 500,000 health and emergency workers are scheduled to begin later this month. There have been some concerns about the safety of the vaccine for the recipients and the people around them who might also become infected with the vaccine virus. But for commentator Anne Burt, anxieties are not so much medical as parental.
The news that healthcare workers are receiving the smallpox vaccine should dampen at least one threat of biological terrorism. But my fear of a modern-day plague runs deep, as I discovered recently when my 2-year-old daughter started singing nursery rhymes. Her first complete song went like this. A, B, C, D, E, F, E, H, I, hey, hey, lumma, lumma, P, ashy, ashy, all fall down. After I wiped tears of pride from my eyes, after all, she was clearly displaying the early signs of musical and poetic genius, I began to wonder about her creation. Of course, one of her first rhymes was the alphabet song. What could be more innocent and straightforward? But that segue into the end of Ring Around the Rosie struck an ominous note. I learned as an adult that this is a retelling of the story of the bubonic plague from London in the 1600s. Ashes, ashes refers to crosses made from ash painted on victims' doors to alert healthy people to stay away. All fall down, the inevitable result. Had my daughter sublimated overheard conversations about smallpox and anthrax into a foreknowledge of our doom? Did she know that what starts as sing-song can end in mass destruction? These questions led me to the Oxford Dictionary of Nursery Rhymes to find the history of the ABC lyrics, as much as a list of letters can be called lyrics. The earliest recorded version of an English-language alphabet rhyme dates back to 1671. Its tale is rather gory. A is an apple pie accosted by the other 25 letters in alliteratively appropriate ways. B bit it, C cut it, D dealt it, and so on. By the 18th century, the rhyme's common name was The Tragical Death of A, Apple Pie, who was cut in pieces and eat by 25 gentlemen with whom all little people ought to be very well acquainted. An alphabet song that leaves the letters unadorned first appeared in 1765. This structure is closer to ours today, including a tag on the end. Instead of, "Now I know my ABC, next time won't you sing with me," the rhyme concluded, "And here's the child's dad, who is sagacious and discerning, and knows this is the font of learning." Much as I would love to hear my toddler wrap her mouth around sagacious, I can see why this version didn't transcend its time. And what about Ring Around the Rosie and the Bubonic Plague? According to the Oxford Dictionary, the first English version of this rhyme was known only in 1881, not in the time of the plague, with achoo, achoo, in place of ashes, ashes. All Fall Down comes from courtly Victorian curtsies performed at the end of the game, and the flowers and sneezes possibly come from a German tale about gifted children whose laughter caused roses to appear from their mouths. Not the end of the world. Not the demise of humanity. Not a portent of biological horrors to come. The benign alphabet was scary. The scary rhyme benign. We have millions of doses of smallpox vaccine, and Ring Around the Rosie is about laughing children. As I listen to my daughter sing, I find myself wishing that all terrors came with such happy endings.
Anne Burt lives in Montclair, New Jersey. She writes for Working Mother magazine.